Yeah. Well, hello, everybody. It's Dr. Eric Dampoudi again. I hope you're having a blessed day today. Listen, I've got some breaking news. I want to share this with you guys. I just left one of my offices. I've been taking care of patients all day. We're actually heading down to a local news station to do news stories. We got asked to do three news stories today, one about the benefits and the restrictions on masks, what's not good for them. We asked to do another one on a topic, I'm not kidding you, called COVID penis, which is completely ridiculous. And then we got to ask to do another one on what are our thoughts on the vaccine, what's going on with the slow rollout. And I pitched them another story and said, how about we do this? So I'm getting ready to head down there to talk to them now about this story as well. But I want you to share this. You're probably not going to hear this anywhere else. You guys all need to learn how to start doing your own research as well. So please do that. And then we're going to put these videos are all going to be on ericnapoudi.com. That's our website. They're all going to be living there. So you guys can go back there and watch those. I know it's hard to find the videos. We got our own server, our own deal. So we should be good to go. But check this out. So hit that share button and tag a friend as well. Please check this out. So look. There's something called the vaccine adverse reaction statistics, VAERS. And I'm going to tell you something that you're probably not going to hear too many other places. I'm just going to say right now, if you want to go and get a vaccine, you should be able to go to the front of the line and get one, and there should be no questions asked, right? As long as you are 18 and older and it makes sense and you want to do it and you understand your risk versus your benefits, giddy up, cowboy, go to the front of the line. But the deal is this, is that if you don't want to get one, like 40 to 45% of healthcare workers right now, and 60%+ of nursing home residents do not want to get the vaccine. So that really screwed the pooch on the vaccine rollout. And now you look at like Governor Cuomo, who says, hey, we're going to go ahead and fine hospitals $100,000 a week if they don't have their vaccines that we wanted them out. If they don't push them out and get them done, then they're going to get fined for that. Now, there's all kinds of laws they're breaking when they say that. By the way, Governor Cuomo is practicing medicine without a license. That's a big no-no. But here's the deal. The reason why there's so much vaccine hesitancy, and this is the question I keep getting from so many people. They say, why are so many people hesitant about getting in and getting the vaccine? Well, here's one reason of many reasons why, and I want you to share this, please. Listen to this and share this. This is the vaccine adverse reactions reporting system as of the end of December. So it hasn't quite calculated the first week of January. This goes back to December, the end of December, okay? For those of you who haven't met me, I'm Dr. Eric Dampoudi. Hope you're having a blessed day. Donna, how are you? Billy, how are you? Maya, how are you? Let me know where you guys are watching from and what questions you guys have. But here's the latest report. This is the latest data from the Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, shows that we now have, listen to this, y'all, we now have had 40,433 adverse reactions from COVID-19 vaccinations in the United States of America only. We have 44,433 reported adverse reactions of COVID-19. Did you hear what I just said? 44,433. That is literally 3 weeks into rolling this thing out. Do you understand that? The bottom line is this. Again, if you want to go get a vaccine, man, run to the front of the line. The problem is for these 44,433 Americans that are having adverse reactions to the COVID-19 vaccine, they have no recourse. They can't sue the manufacturer. They can't sue the doctor. If these people are missing work or if they're missing, they got to go to the hospital and there's additional expenses, they're going to have to pay for that. That does not come out of some giant slush fund that we've got. That doesn't come out of the CARES Act. That doesn't come out of the PrEP Act. In fact, the opposite. There is zero. Let me just say this again. There is zero liability for the vaccine manufacturers. Okay, just please hear this. The 40,433 Americans that are already having adverse reactions from the COVID-19 vaccine, there is zero recourse they can take. They can't sue the manufacturer. They can't sue Dr. Fauci. They can't sue Dr. Birx. They can't sue the federal government. They can't sue the person that gave them the shot. They can't do anything about it. In fact, I don't know if you saw, but there was a report last week that I think it was like 40 or 50 people, and I forget what state it was in, but instead of getting the vaccine, they actually got a therapeutic injection of, and I believe it was covalent blood or something like that, blood plasma. But anyway, it was a therapeutic instead of the vaccine. Even though there was a medical error and the doctor screwed up or the nurse screwed up, they've got no recourse. Part of the PrEP Act, that is an act, P-R-E-P, the PrEP Act that was enacted in the spring of this year, gets all liability away from manufacturers of vaccines, okay? You guys, those of you that are asking about the protocols for the nutrients, go to freevitamindeals.com. It's there. Freevitamindeals.com, as well as the vitamin D and the zinc that I'm giving away, which shows, by the way, shows a D, according to the research, Nature Magazine shows that if your vitamin D levels are adequate, you have a 77% less chance of contracting COVID-19 in the first place. Did you hear what I just said? According to Nature Magazine 2020, which is a scientific peer-reviewed medical journal, it said that if you have adequate levels of vitamin D in your blood, and it should be from D3, not D2, you have a 77% less chance of contracting COVID in the first place. Please make sure that you understand the coronavirus vaccine that is out right now from Moderna and Pfizer, that is not going to stop the spread or the infection of COVID-19. What they said it's going to do is potentially, not for sure, they don't know, but potentially it can minimize the severity of the infection if you get it, which means, you know, it can minimize your cold, your flu, your chills, which, by the way, 99.99 to 99.97% of the population survives without the vaccine. Now, back to this story. The vaccine adverse reaction report as of the end of December shows from the Department of Health and Human Services, y'all can look this up, Health and Human Services, there have been 40,433 people that have had adverse events to the COVID-19 vaccine in the United States in the last 3 weeks. That's a hell of a lot of people. 44,000 have had adverse reactions out of 4 million people that have gotten the shot. In fact, at the time of this, there was less than 4 million, like 2.5 million, because it was 2.9 million at the end of December were vaccinated. That's crazy. That's way more than 10% of the population that gets this is having adverse reaction. This includes, listen to me, this includes 127 deaths, along with 769 cases of abdominal pain. Y'all, please share this video and save it, because this is it. I probably won't be on social media anymore. I want you guys to go to ericnaputi.com. That's ericnaputi.com. You guys can follow me there, ericnepute.com. Or if you go to freevitamindeals.com, that's freevitamindeals.com. The link to the protocols and the videos will be there as well. So listen, out of the 40,433 people that have had adverse reactions from the COVID-19 shot, according to Health and Human Services, 127 deaths, 769 cases of abdominal pain, 1,410 cases of, amnesia, dizziness or disorientation, vertigo, confusion or delirium, along with 1,500 cases of fatigue, 1,700 cases of herpes, along with 769 cases of abdominal pain. I've already talked about that. 717 cases of headaches, head injuries, falls. I mean, this is crazy. 521 cases of flu-like illness, along with 57 cases of vision and hearing issues, such as blindness or deafness, along with 175 cases of eye swelling, eye discharge, eye pain, along with tens of thousands of other illnesses and effects. The list, if you guys want to go get the list, wow, this is unbelievable. If you just go to the vaccine adverse reaction report, if you look up as of December 28, 2020, it's there. Go to the Department of Health and Human Services, it's there. So, and I'm sure you guys are seeing, you know, the reports of people that are dying. You know, there was an 80-plus-year-old person that got a heart attack two hours after they had the vaccine. Another person, 77 years old, had a heart attack after they had it. Listen, if you want to get the vaccine, I've got no problem with you going and get the vaccine. The problem I have is if you're going to force this thing on people when there's already been 40,000-plus adverse reactions to that, I'm not okay with that. I'm also not okay with government entities like governors and health departments and whatnot going to hospitals saying, you better get those vaccines out or else, and their or else is, I'm going to give you $100,000 fine for every week that you don't get those out. Like, that's crazy. People don't want the vaccine, and it's not mandatory yet. It's not mandatory until it's mandatory. Did you hear what I just said? It is not mandatory until it's mandatory. And I'll tell you right now, The federal government's not going to lose trillions of dollars, at least not on this deal. The pharmaceutical company's not going to lose trillions of dollars on this deal. So they're going to force it. You're going to see a bunch of false flags, a bunch of false narratives, a bunch of fake information out there from people who are going to tell you that, listen, if you don't get the vaccine, you're going to die tomorrow. Well, you know what? There's been 127 deaths of people from the vaccine. And if you look at the reports that are happening all across the country now, the World Health Organization has even gone in and said, listen, all these deaths are not from COVID-19. They're not from COVID-19. We've been saying this from the beginning. The truth is finally starting to come out. It's been over-politicized. The people that have tried to over-politicize this for control of you and your money and your health and everything else that's out there overplayed their hand, and it's being shown, torn out and being shown to be in the wrong. So again, if you guys go back and look, as of December the 28th, the latest data from the Department of Health and Human Services, by the way, this is about a week or so old. This is 40,433 adverse reactions to COVID-19 vaccines in the United States, including 127 deaths, 769 cases of abdominal pain, 1,410 cases of amnesia, dizziness, disorientation, vertigo, confusion, delirium, 1,531 cases of fatigue, along with 1,117 cases of wow, there's just so much going on here. You guys need to go check this out. Health and Human Services, just go look it out. I mean, listen, if you want to get the vaccine, you should have every right to go and get it. You should have every right to go and get it. And Nancy, you're right. It's not FDA approved, and it won't be FDA approved. It's not licensed yet. It's being utilized underneath an emergency authorization utilization, which, by the way, they shouldn't even have that. The FDA shouldn't have granted them that, and the CDC shouldn't have granted them that form, because there's 17 points that they have to hit, and they didn't hit those 17. There's a lot of them. And by the way, there's not enough data that shows that it's safe and effective. And by the way, they've got, you know, millions of dosages sitting on shelves getting ready to expire. And so instead of going, hey, healthcare workers, which, by the way, 40 to 45% of healthcare workers said, I ain't taking this thing. And oh, by the way, nursing home residents, oh, 50 to 60% of nursing home residents says, I ain't taking this thing. So now tier one, phase one rollout, all these people who said that they were going to originally get it that aren't, now they're sitting on all these vaccines and they're going to go bad. So instead of them going bad when they can't use them anymore, they're going to try to fear people into doing it. I mean, they're already telling hospitals that if you don't get these vaccines out, you're going to get a $100,000 fine for that. That's what Governor Cuomo said in New York. So it's crazy. So what do you need to be doing? You need to be protecting yourself. Get yourself to the right information, number one. You guys can go to ericnaputi.com to watch all these videos we're doing, or go to freevitamindeals.com. That's freevitamindeals.com. I'll give you a free bottle of D3, a free bottle of zinc. Everybody should be taking that stuff. It reduces the chance of infection in the first place, and it severely reduces the severity of the disease if and when you get it. I can't tell you how many, literally thousands of people we hear from every week that say, I took your protocols, everybody in my family got sick but me. And then, by the way, when our family got sick, half of them took your protocol for treatment and half of them didn't. And guess what? The ones that did got over it within a couple days, and the ones that didn't. So this is not a difficult disease to stay in front of. Yes, COVID-19 is a real thing. There really is a disease. It did kill a lot of people because of mismanagement of it. We put people in ventilators that didn't need them. We didn't give people the medications like ivermectin and high dose vitamin C IVs and vitamin C orally and vitamin D in the hospitals and zinc. We didn't do the Zelenko protocols. We didn't do the Merrick protocols. All the stuff that we should be doing and are doing now, and we're handling this thing with no problem. I mean, that's what we do. We adapt and overcome. And the powers that be, that control the media, that control the advertising, this is big tech and big pharma, control the message, and they shut myself down and other doctors like me down. They shut our mouths down, at least on a larger level. When we were doing these lives, we were having, you know, 20, 30 million people watch these videos. And now, you know, you can see right now there's a couple thousand people on here, right? It's insane the level of suppression and censorship that's there, because they don't want you to know the truth. They want you to go get this vaccine that's causing harm. And if you want to get it, you should be able to go get it. But you just need to know your risk versus your benefits. And if they're not able to tell you that, then that's against the informed consent laws. That's illegal. And by the way, anybody who is not a doctor who's making recommendations for healthcare and telling people they should get a vaccine, they shouldn't, whatever, that's you're practicing medicine without a license if you have control over those people. Like Cuomo has control over the hospitals because he has control of the health department. He can fine those guys. He can penalize those guys. $100,000. By the way, hospitals are not in this for charity. They are for-profit industries, and they're all about making money. They would love to give these vaccines out to people, but they can't because people don't want to do it because of the adverse reactions and all the scary stuff that's out there. We've never had a vaccine with polyethylene glycol in it before. We've never had that. And people that say the stupid things like, oh, it's 30 years of technology. Bull crap. No, it's not. We may have been thinking about it for 30 years, just like we might have been thinking about time travel. But just because we've been thinking about it don't mean you got the flux capacitor. And if you go 88 miles an hour, you're going to travel back to, 1990. I mean, this is just insanity, the stupid stuff that is being said and the stupid stuff that the media is lopping up because they're being paid to portray this stuff and the ignorant stuff that you all are believing. Come on. Common sense left in 2020. We're going to bring it back in 2021. 2020 was a year of certainty and clarity. We realized all the corruption that was going on and all the lies and the cheating and the fraud and everything that's in there, not just in the voting, because, oh, hell yeah, there was a lot of fraud during the voting, but it's acceptable fraud. Just like there's a lot of deaths happening with these vaccines, but they're acceptable deaths. Are those acceptable to you? Come on. This whole thing about the greater good, are you kidding me? You have no idea what the greater good is. If we subsidize healthy foods, incentivize people for exercising every day, eating good food, keeping their body at a healthy weight, subsidizing foods that come out of the ground or grow on trees and good, lean, healthy, clean foods, we wouldn't be in this position. If we subsidize vitamins and nutrients that people need to have as opposed to the medications that people are getting, then guess what? No bueno. I mean, we would be happy, we'd be healthy, everything would be good. So we don't do that. We don't do that at all. Why? Because there ain't no money in the cure. Chris Rock said that. So here's the deal. Those of you guys that are asking, like Kathy says, I'm a nurse. I'm not getting the vaccine. Today a friend told me she wouldn't want a nurse who didn't get the vaccine. Well, your friend doesn't know what she's talking about. Like, here's the deal. How can someone who's a non-healthcare person talk to a healthcare person about what they should or shouldn't do? By the way, even if you are a doctor or are a nurse, you should not be able to try to persuade people. Dylan says, my mom got the vaccine while taking zinc and D. Hope she's not injured. It was her decision. And by the way, that's the deal. It needs to be their decision to do it. I don't care what you do as long as you can make an informed decision on that. So listen, here's the deal, you guys. I'm getting ready to go shoot some TV, some news tonight. I'm going to pitch the story to them. I doubt they'll let me do it, but the truth is here. The facts are there. I literally printed this off the government's website today, and they're going to look at it and go, well, if we put this out there, even though they want to, they'll lose their funding, and that's what they care about. They care about their money. They don't care about the truth, even though the truth will set you free if you let it. So those of you that are asking about the protocols, go to freevitamindeals.com. That's freevitamindeals.com. All of our videos and stuff we're doing can be linked through there. Or if you go to ericnaputi.com, it's ericnaputi.com. Put your info and email down there so you can join the movement. We got millions of people across the globe that have joined the movement already. I want to get you involved. So have a blessed day. Until we meet again, I'm Dr. Eric Naputi. For the inspiration, motivation, and the products you need, go to freevitamindeals.com. That's freevitamindeals.com. And check us out on the news later on tonight. Love and appreciate you guys. Talk to you soon. Bye, everybody.